From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police have released a photo of a wanted suspect in Tuesday's triple terrorist bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200.
Le troisième suspect, vêtu d'une veste claire et portant
Belgian
un chapeau,
federal prosecutor Frederick Van Leeuw said the suspect was wearing a light jacket and hat. He said the man put down a large bag, then left before an explosion. The photo was taken from closed-circuit television showing a man alongside two others who are believed to have been suicide bombers. Police also say they found a bomb, chemicals, and an Islamic State flag in a raid on a house in Brussels. The IS group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's carnage. Two bombs went off at the airport, and a suicide bomber blew himself up about an hour later at the Malbec subway station near European Union headquarters. In Argentina Wednesday, President Obama joined his Argentine counterpart Mauricio Macri in standing in solidarity with Belgium.
We understand the pain they feel viscerally because our countries as well have known the scourge of terrorism.
The U.S. has issued a travel warning to Americans throughout Europe, warning them to use caution at sporting events, tourist sites, restaurants, and on transportation. It advised taking particular care at large festivals on religious holidays. The International Criminal Court Wednesday ordered a senior member of the Lord's Resistance Army to stand trial for crimes committed in Uganda. Dominic Ongwen faces 70 charges, including murder, rape, torture, and recruitment of child soldiers. Ongwen, who surrendered last year, is the only senior LRA member in the court's custody. The militia leader's elusive leader, Joseph Kony, remains at large. This is VOA News.